نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل ان كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, once again we continue with our series on the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In almost every beginning of the series, we remind ourselves of this ayat of the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive you. And this following the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasized in so many ayats of the Quran Kareem. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. That person that obeys Allah and obeys the Rasul of Allah, such a person is greatly successful. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Rasul of Allah gives you, whatever he tells you to do, hold firm to that. And what he told you to stay away from, stay away from that. So our salvation lies in following the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our last discussion of the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we discussed the Hajjatul Wada of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some important aspects of Hajjatul Wada. After Hajj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning to Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped in a place called Khum. He stationed there. One Sahabi, Hazrat Buraidah Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had complaints about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had some negative feelings and some complaints about Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He expressed his feelings to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was at Ghadir-e-Khum. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he gave advices to the Sahaba. Very, very pertinent advices and something that served as a stronghold for the Ummah. The hadith is narrated in Muslim Sharif. And Zayd ibn Arqam qal, قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فينا خطيباً بماء يدعى خمّاً بين مكة والمدينة. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up among us as a khatib to give advice in a water stream that is called Khum, an area between مكة and Medina. فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ووعظ وذكر. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم praised Allah, glorified Allah, and he gave us advice. And among the things that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم told is this, أما بعد. Ala ayyuhan nas, behold, O people, fa innama ana bashar. Certainly, I am a human being. Yushiku an ya'tiyani rasul rabbi fa ujib. Soon, the messenger of my Rabb will come, and I will positively respond to that call, referring to the final departure from this world. Wa ana tarikun fikum al-thaqalain. And I will leave among you two very weighty things, two very heavy things. أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. The first of them two I leave behind is the Kitabullah, is the Qur'an Kareem. فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ. In the Qur'an is guidance, and in the Qur'an is nur, there's light. فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. Hold firm to the Kitabullah and follow the Kitabullah. فَحَثَّ عَلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَرَغَبَ فِيهِ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم at غدیر خم encouraged the Sahaba to follow the Quran Kareem, and he exhorted them to adopt the Quran Kareem. ثم قال وأهل بيتي أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي. The second advice that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, my family, my household, my Ahl Bayt, I advise you, I give you nasihat regarding wishing well and dealing well with my family. Two times Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this. This is a very, very important advice that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left for the Ummah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. A person's iman is not perfect until I am not more beloved to him than his family, his children, and all of mankind. So the love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is an integral part of our lives. And it is because of our love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have Sahaba of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are some groups, they would shout slogans of love for Ahl Bayt. And they would create the impression as though they are the only one that have love for the Ahl Bayt, and there's nobody else in the Ummah that have love for the Ahl Bayt. And many people just get caught up in that. That look at these people. They got so much of love for the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there is an agenda behind that. We the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we love and we truly love the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we do not just confine our love to the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We go beyond that and we love every Sahabi of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is because of our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a person loves Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would love the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would love the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he would not distinguish between them two. If a person says he loves Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he does not love the Sahaba, condemn the Sahaba, make derogative statement against the Sahaba, such a person's claim is unfortunately incorrect. I just want to share with you some ahadiths on how we, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we have that love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not like what some groups believe, that they are the only ones that love the family of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who is the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Primarily, it is Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, including all the wives of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the uncles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the cousins of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they all are included in the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I want to share with you some ahadiths that there's so much of emphasis on showing love for the family of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one hadith, Hazrat Jumay ibn Umair, he says, دَخَلْتُ مَا عَمَّتِي عَلَىٰ عَيْشَىٰ. I went with my auntie to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَسْأَلْتُ. I asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, أَيُّ النَّاسِ كَانَ حَبَّ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That who's the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now this question has been asked to the Mubarak wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, being a wife, she says the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Fatima. Faqeel min al-rijal. Then the question was asked to Hazrat Aisha, among the men, who's the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Aisha mentioned Zawjuha. The husband of Hazrat Fatima, that is Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In another narration, our Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب اهل الجنه. This is a hadith that normally in a Friday khutbah we hear it again and again and again. Where the Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned Hassan and Hussein, my two grandsons, they will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. In one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extols the great virtue of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, one day, kunna azwaj an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indahu. One day, we were by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَقْبَلَتْ فَاطِمَةُ مَا تَخْفَى مِشْيَتُهَا مِنْ مِشْيَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The walking style of Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها was very much similar to the walking style of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا. When Nabi Kareem saw Hazrat Fatima, he got so happy, he said, مَرْحَبَا بِإِبْنَتِي. He welcomed his daughter. ثُمَّ أَجْلَسَهَا. Nabi Kareem made Hazrat Fatima sit down. Summa sar raha. Then Nabi Kareem told her something secretly in the ears. Fabakat buka'an shadida. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala cried a lot. Falamma ra'a huznaha saraha athaniya. Then Nabi Kareem saw the grief in Hazrat Fatima. Nabi told her something else again. Faida hiya tadhhak. Now she started smiling. فَلَمَّا قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَأَلْتُهَا عَمَّا سَارَكْ. Hada Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went away, I asked Hada Fatima, what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you so secretly? At that time, Hada Fatima radiallahu ta'ala told to Hada Aisha, مَا كُنْتُ لِأُفْشِي عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سِرَّهُ. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to me was a secret, I can't expose the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا تُوفِيَ. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, so Hazrat Aisha came to Hazrat Fatima again. Azamtu alayki bimali alayki min haqq lima akhbartini. I ask you in the haqq, in the right that I have over you, tell me what was the secret that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to you. Hazrat Fatima mentioned, amma al-an fa na'am. Now I will tell you. And then, one of the things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Hazrat Fatima was this, يا فاطمة ألا ترضين أن تكوني سيدة نساء أهل الجنة. Oh Fatima, don't you wish, don't you like that you be the queen of all women in Jannah? Subhanallah. This is the Mubarak daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one sahabi, Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, one night I came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some work. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was covered in such a way, he had a shawl and as though he was covering something. So, after that, out of curiosity, I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, ma hadha alladhi anta mushtabilun alayh? What is that you are covering, ya Rasulullah? So Nabi sallallahu opened up the sheet. And under the sheet, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's two grandchildren were hiding. Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, Fadal Hassan wal Hussein ala warikay. The two grandsons, so much of love Nabi Kareem showed to his grandchildren. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Hadan ibnai wa ibna ibnati. These are my two children. These are the children of my daughter. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma wa ahibman yuhibbuhuma. Oh Allah, I love these two children. Allah, you to love them. And all those people that love Hassan and Hussein, oh Allah, you also love them. We the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we love the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we hope, inshallah, with the barakat of this hadith, Allah will also love us for showing love for the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Al-Abbas minni wa ana minhu. Abbas is from me and I am from Abbas. Imagine the close relationship, uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi expressed his closeness. In another hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Abbas. One day Nabi Kareem told to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, إذا كان غدات الاثنين, when it is a Monday morning,
فأتني come to me أنت وولدك you and your son ابن عباس حتى أدعو لهم بالدعوة ينفعك الله بها وولدك I would want to make dua for you so that you would benefit and your child, your son will also benefit. فَغَدَا وَغَدَوْنَا Hadha Abbas and Abdullah ibn Abbas, they went to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَأَلْبَسْنَا كِسَاءَ ثُمَّ قَال Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. And this is a dua that we hear on a Friday khutbah. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِلْعَبَّاسِ وَوَلَدِهِ مَغْفِرَةً ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَا لَا تُغَادِرُ ذَنْبًا Allahumma ihfazhu fi waladi. Which means, oh Allah, you forgive Abbas, forgive the son of Abbas, and forgive them for every type of sin, external, internal, and never leave any sin unforgiven of them. Oh Allah, look after him regarding his child. This is regarding the uncle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's brother, Ja'far. And there's so many hadiths like that, I'm just sharing a very few, just to illustrate the fact that we, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, we also love the family of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talk about them, and we encourage the people to love the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about Ja'far. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كان جعفر يحب المساكين ويجلس إليهم ويحدثهم ويحدثونه. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Jafar was a very generous person. He used to love the poor people. He used to sit by the poor people. He used to talk with the poor people. وكان رسول الله يكني بأبي المساكين. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a title to Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the father of the poor people. He was so generous and he showed so much of love and care to the poor people. It was in Ghadir-e-Khum. Nabi Sallam gave a long talk, advised the Ummat to follow the Quran, follow and to be good to the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallam mentioned, Man kuntu mawla fa'aliyum mawla. Man kuntu mawla fa'aliyum mawla. That person whose friend I am, Ali is his friend. This was the open virtue and the high status Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was after this talk, Umar radiallahu ta'ala went to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and congratulated him that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this about you. Now, whilst we believe in the very high status of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is this part of the hadith of Ghadir-e-Khum that we find some deviated groups. They claim that because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, man kuntu mawla fa aliyum mawla, so Ali radiallahu ta'ala is supposed to be the khalifa, he's supposed to be the first leader after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith, all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was express the love for Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Expressing love doesn't mean that you're going to become the leader. Nabi Kareem sallallahu expressed love for Fatima, it didn't mean that Hazrat Fatima is supposed to be the khalifa. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed love for Hassan and Hussein, it didn't mean that they are going to be the Khalifa. So, if somebody expressed love for their father, somebody expressed love for their mother, somebody expressed love for their siblings, expressing love doesn't mean now automatically by expression of love, you become a Khalifa, you become a leader. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed love, that's all and no more than that. And unfortunately, this has been wrongly misconstrued by some people that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was supposed to be the Khalifa. Now, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was the Khalifa, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, and Hazrat Ali. We have the greatest amount of adab and respect for Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In fact, he was the first youngster, youth to have accepted Islam. In the Battle of Badr, when three people were presented to fight with three opponents of the Kuffar, one of them was Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And one ayat of the Quran Kareem, Hadani khasmani ikhtasamu fi rabbihim. On the day of Qiyamah, there'll be two groups fighting with each other in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah refers to that. Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, I will be one of those groups. Because he was the one in the Battle of Badr, fought against the enemies of Islam. Hazrat Ali had a very high status. But that high status, it doesn't mean that he has to be the first Khalifa. And this also doesn't mean that we disregard all the other Sahaba. Yes, of course, it's also important to mention some deviated groups. They disregard the Mubarak wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Mubarak wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they, by broad definition of Ahle Bayt, they also included in the Ahle Bayt, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned great virtues about them. You would recall in the month of Ramadan, we have discussed in much detail each and every Mubarak wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how Nabi Sallam got married to them, what were the virtue, what is the virtue of each and every wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are our mothers, and we have the greatest amount of adab and respect for them. If we claim on one side, we love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and on the other side, we say that the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have no respect, make derogative remarks, then these two things are irreconcilable. We cannot reconcile them. If we love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have to love the family. We have to love the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to love the Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in conclusion, because of our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should have deeper amount of adab and respect for each and every person of the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is part of our responsibility, duty towards them, the sacrifices they have made, the qurbani they have made for deen and Islam to have come to us. Then we should every day read something, give sadaqah, and make isale sawab to them. That will be like a sawab ijariya. Whatever they have made, it's for them. But when we read, or we give sadaqah, sadaqah for them, for our own benefit, we will benefit, not them, we will actually benefit. And it will increase our love and muhabbat for them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had encouraged us to follow his sunnah, and also to have great consideration for the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to have true understanding of the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and fulfill the haqq, the family and consideration of the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll continue this next week. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.